Hello and welcome to the Oracle of Light podcast. I am your host, Shauna DeMellon. In this week's episode, I wanted to talk a little bit more about what to do when things aren't shifting. And I know for myself personally, I get really frustrated. I tell you, I was working with one of my dear mentors this last week, and I just said, I'm sick of this. Like, I'm showing up, I'm doing the work, I meditate, I do clearings, I'm in my Akashic records, I'm asking, and I'm showing up and I'm doing the work, and things are not shifting. And so she was able to give me a little bit more of a different perspective. And in looking at things from a different perspective, I was able to see that, okay, yes, things are starting to shift and things are starting to change. I don't know about you, but I find that when things don't go according to plan, my go-to is to get really frustrated. I'm still learning to master the, oh, okay, plot twist, that didn't work. Okay, let's move on to something else. Like, sometimes I really go into that whole marinating thing. Okay, what did I miss? What was I not willing to do whatever it took? Was I not, open to receiving? Like, what did I miss a step? Right? Like, I was just like, what is this? Right? And sometimes I get caught in what I refer to as Assumptionville, where I make an assumption, like I assume that someone is going to want to co-create at the same level that I am. I assume that someone is going to follow through with, what we've come up with as a game plan. I assume that they're going to follow through with their part of it. And I find that can sometimes come back and bite me in the butt just because I can't control other people. And so everywhere that you've been doing the same thing, if you've been assuming a lot of different things, let's just destroy and delete all that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, or realities. And that blurb I just spit out is what I refer to as an energy clearing. If you've listened to any other podcasts of mine, or if you've had sessions with me, I work with the energy. And so whenever the energy starts to feel a bit sticky, I'll say that clearing statement, and it literally goes back to wherever it was originally planted, that seed or that idea, that conclusion, that assumption, whatever it is that's getting stuck. And the beauty of working with energy in this way is that you don't have to know exactly where it came from. How did it get there? Did I pick that up from somebody else? You don't have to understand why. It just allows the energy to start to shift and start to unravel. And it just allows for us to have greater awareness and invite greater possibilities into our world. So when things aren't shifting, maybe you didn't get the promotion or a long-term relationship just ended. Sometimes staying positive can be really tough when things are not shifting. And so I wanted to look at different ways that you can stay motivated when things are just not quite going according to plan. I was listening to a podcast earlier today, and I can't quite remember the name of it. I've been checking out some different ones lately. And on it, the host said, if you're not screwing up continuously, he said, you're not making a big enough mess that to be successful, to have things show up in our world, it takes time and there's a mess that's involved. And so everywhere you're not willing to get messy, let's destroy and delete all that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. Something that that I love from Pema Chodron, she talks about that things come together and then they fall apart. And that the natural rhythms of life include times when not everything will work out with ease. And that, someone may choose to not be a part of your co-creation. Someone may have other plans, or someone may not show up the way that you would hope that they would. You may not have the support that you thought you would. Maybe you don't have the funding, or you don't have the resources to make something a reality. I always tag on a yet onto the end of something. As Marie Forleo always says, everything is always figure outable. So, coming into a place of a peacefulness with this reality can sometimes help take the edge off that frustration or that disappointment. As well as it, as much as we would love to have everything go well according to plan, we've dotted our I's and crossed our T's and we've crossed everything off our list, it's inevitable that we face turmoil. And how we decide to face that can determine the type of lessons that we learn. And I find sometimes, as I've watched clients maneuver different life lessons in their world, that sometimes it starts as a whisper. There's a little nudge. I think perhaps I need to look at my relationship. Maybe there's some cracks in the foundation. Maybe there's something that I need to start to take a look at. And you fast forward 6 months or a year, then something, maybe there's a transgression, there's an affair, there's a betrayal, something. It's like the universe, ups the ante. There's a little bit more discomfort for us to take a look at something. And again, if we don't look at it, eventually the universe will look at it for us. And sometimes it can be very painful. I know from my own experiences that, I just always, with the breakdown of my marriage, I thought, things would get better and things would get better and things would get better. And there's this pattern of, oh, things are better, things are great, and then they wouldn't be great, and things are great, and they wouldn't be great. And so there was this constant chaotic energy that was around. And for probably 5 years before, the divorce, I had whispers. I definitely had whispers and signs that I needed to change something. I needed to look at something, and for a myriad of reasons, I didn't listen to those signs and those little whispers. And eventually it got so loud that there was no possible way that I could stay in that marriage. It was done. It was over. It was just done. And so from my perspective, I'm now very aware from that experience, very aware of when I'm maybe, turning a blind eye to signs and signals that something isn't quite right. I'm very aware now of maybe when I've turned my awareness off, maybe there's stuff that I didn't want to look at. Maybe there are some ugly bits that are coming up that really need to be addressed. And so it gave me an opportunity to really look at how I'm showing up in my own world and how I'm showing up authentically. And everywhere that I wasn't willing to see things for exactly what they were. That was a big, huge aha moment. So everywhere that maybe you're not willing to see things exactly as they are, warts and all, in any aspect of your world. Let's just story and delete all that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. Because only when we are willing to take the blinders off, to see it for exactly what it is, can we have choice? If we're not willing to see exactly what we're dealing with, we're not going to see a plethora of other opportunities and choices. I could have chosen to divorce 5 years earlier. I could have chosen so many other options had I been willing to see exactly what was going on in my marriage. And so when we go with the flow of life and we're willing to see things for exactly what they are, then we can start to really co-create and really start to see. Sometimes we see exactly what we don't want right out of the gates. It's like, whoa, I really don't want that. Great. That's pointing you in the direction of what you do want to help us bring in more of that clarity. And I find in my practice that a lot of my clients are conditioned to that suffering. There's a story that they've bought. And they're perpetuating and feeding that story by creating certain events in their life. And it's not a wrongness, it's not a judgment, it's just what we do. If we have a story that, perhaps we have a story that we're not lovable, then we will create and attract relationships into our world that will mirror that. And then once we start to look at shifting that, you know, where did that come from? And is it ancestral? And, you know, is it something that was projected onto me? You know, we start to look at ways to shift, change, and heal it so that we no longer need those mirrors to show up in our world for us to heal those wounds. A lot of the work that I do with my clients is based on Debbie Ford's work, her shadow work. And, you know, the premise of her work is that every relationship is a mirror for our wounds. And sometimes we meet people that are wound mates, is what I like to refer to them. It's like we sit down and we have similar wounds and we are able to share, and the relationship isn't meant to evolve into anything greater. It just gives us, it's almost like it gives us a breather, and the universe is showing us, see, look, you're not alone. See, look, someone else has experienced what you've gone through. It's kind of that camaraderie feeling. Again, those are wound mates. So I highly, highly recommend that you keep an eye out for those people, because when they come into your world, it just gives you a semblance of, I'm not alone in this. Other people have experienced what I've gone through. Something else that we can do when things are not shifting is to really try to remember that things don't shift overnight. Sometimes they do, absolutely. Sometimes it's instantaneous, boom. But sometimes it takes a little bit of time to really, really be all in and choose to go after it no matter what. You know, sometimes we just get, when things aren't shifting, we can start to get really frustrated. I get that. I've been there before. You know, sending out book proposals. You know, you get that 20th no back, and it's like, oh, why am I even bothering? What's the point? Why bother? And then I have to remind myself, you know, like Jack Canfield, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, I can't remember what the number was. It was hundreds. He had hundreds of rejection letters before he got the one that said yes. And so sometimes it's just reminding yourself that it's just part of the process, that your end game is getting this work published and that you'll do whatever it takes to get it there. And sometimes I find that when things aren't shifting, it's very easy to slip into negativity, you know, and just really start to focus on what isn't working. And the ego is really fantastic at celebrating that with us. If we start to focus on, oh, well, this isn't working, then the ego is very quick to jump in and say, yeah, remember that? That happened 5 years ago. That didn't work either. And oh, yeah, last week, that didn't work either. Because the ego's job is to keep us small. It's not to encourage us to thrive. It's just to encourage us to survive. And so even when something is going horribly wrong, our perspective is really what truly matters. You know, if you can make light of the situation, find some humor, if you can write in a gratitude journal, focusing on positive in some area. I find for me, you know, when things are not quite working, you know, if it's, you know, with my business or, you know, some other aspect of my world, the first thing I need to do is go to the gym. I grab my gym bag and I'm off to the gym. I've got to go work it out. You know, I'm going to do some cardio, lift some, pump some iron, or whatever I need to do, right? Or, you know, when the weather's nicer, we're in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. So right now we've got snow. It's a little bit chilly. So I don't get out for my hikes as often. But I find that when things aren't going right, I need to clear my mind. I need to get out of the house. I need to go do something. And that movement I find will help with that. You know, and it helps me to really focus on taking care of myself. You know, when something I get it, right? Like you know, especially, you know, the example I used earlier, you know, the publishing world, right? Like it's, you know, it's so exciting to start to have conversations with different publishers and distributors, and it looks great and everything's lining up. And then, you know, for whatever reason, they decide, no, it's just not quite the right fit at this time. And it's just like, that can be really disappointing. Same thing with relationships. You know, you meet somebody and you really click and you've got lots of stuff in common and you're just like, oh my God, this person is amazing. And then for whatever reason, they choose to not continue the relationship with you. You know, sometimes that's really hard. And sometimes it's hard to not have the answers or the conclusions or the, sometimes it's hard not to have the answers. Not that we're looking for conclusions, but just kind of finishing the loop. I have a lot of clients that are in the dating world right now, and the ghosting and these guys that kind of pop up every 5 days, you don't hear from them, and then they come back. It can be really frustrating. And so again, with relationships, when things aren't shifting, that can really, it can really make us look at things in a different way and make us take things personally. And if we can remember that all of the relationships that come into our world, whether it's an intimate relationship, a friendship, a business relationship, a co-creation, a joint venture, any sort of relationship is mirroring something back to us. And so if we're able to stay in our awareness and just be open to learning and experiencing whenever we can, then we can start to shift those things into our world even quicker. And really, I find when, in the presence of difficulties, self-care becomes paramount. Like that's rest, healthy eating, healthy sleep. I'm in the bathtub, I'm meditating. It's, really engaging in activities that are meaningful or pleasurable to us in some way. And it helps us to stay in tune with our truth and helps us to keep, stay fully alive and centered and happy. And so that's really, really important. Something else that we can look at when things aren't shifting is really starting to think outside the box. Some questions that I've heard over the years that are fantastic. What's right about this I'm not getting? What's right about me I'm not getting? What else is possible? What else is possible with this that I've never even considered before? Is there something different? What will it take to shift things up with this? What will it take to see things in a different light? And when we stay in question, it gives us a chance to invite those universal energies in. Whatever you believe in is fine. You don't have to believe in everything I believe in. But if it's universal energies, if it's God, source energy, the force, angels, spirit guides, our crossed over loved ones, whatever that looks like for you, when you're in question, you're inviting those energies to come into your world and play. And remember that when something isn't working, it's because there's an opportunity for a new way of thinking, acting, or being. That this is just another way to label growth. And to always remember that we're constantly evolving and growing. I know these last few years for myself, personally, on a personal level, I've really been in the trenches, really looking at different belief systems and my mindset and what that looks like. And it's really given me the chance to really take the lid off, open my own hood and start to look at things. I've done that for thousands of clients over the years. And it's, these last couple of years, I've really made me the priority, and I'm, taking off my own blinders and really looking at my own stuff. And one of the things that I've always said was that I believe I'm a lifelong learner. But I wonder if you're like me, and sometimes you're like, I don't want to learn anymore. I don't want to learn. I want to get to the good stuff. Enough of this. So I've had to look at it as, okay, I'm polishing. I'm just tweaking. I'm looking for the positives. I'm acknowledging the beautiful things that are in my life. My beautiful home, my family, my friends, wonderful new acquaintances. I'm acknowledging that I was able to, lift heavier weights at the gym this week, that, I had to buy smaller pants because my pants were too big. And, I've got lots of dates planned, and I've got lots of girl dates planned, and, got some trips coming up. And so I just really, having things to look forward to, especially when things aren't shifting. It's like, okay, you know what? And, sometimes it's okay to take a break from something. I find sometimes I just need to set something aside and just, okay, fine. I'm just going to leave this here, and I just need to go clear my mind, clear my energy, and get that clarity again, and then see what that is. And I've shared this with on other podcasts. The energies, when we're creating something, our creations have their own energy. So, for example, I have a project that I've been working on for a few years, and all of a sudden it literally stopped. and I'm a channel, so I channel information. I sit and I do channeled writings, and that's how I co-create with the universe, and I bring projects to life, you know, whether they're meditations or coaching packages or oracle decks or whatever they are. And the one day I sat down to write, and it was radio silence. Like there was nothing. And I thought, oh my gosh, what just happened? Like this is crazy. And then I sat with it and connected into the energy, and it actually needed a breather. I actually needed to take a class and learn a few different skills and get some more information, gather some more information so that I could bring that back in and then start the process again. So it was really quite interesting. At first, I was a little frustrated. I thought, come on, we're getting close, let's do this. But then I thought, okay, when things aren't shifting, there's something stuck. And then I start to look, okay, where is it stuck? Is it me? Is it a belief? Is it a mindset? Like, what is it? Something else that we can do when things aren't shifting is practicing being mindful. And by being mindful, again, this goes back to being willing to see everything for exactly what it is and being willing to change everything that shows up in our world. Sometimes we get so stuck on, well, this is what it was supposed to look like. This was the original plan. Follow these 5 steps, da, 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 crossing everything off. And then why isn't it working? And so I think it really comes down to flexibility. And this is something that I've had to work on over the years. I have Gumby on my desk to remind me to be flexible. Sometimes I like to throw him across the room. That's just me. It's just like, come on. When I'm focused on something and I can see the possibility of it, I get so excited. I'm like a dog with a bone. I won't let it go. I get so fixated on getting it finished and getting it out into the world, and I can see the possibilities with it. And sometimes when I'm co-creating with other people, again, I can see the possibility of how amazing it could be. But if those other people are not going to choose it and be all in, there's nothing I can do about that. So that's something that I've had to work through. You know, like it's it that's been a bigger soul lesson for me to work through, is just realizing that I have an incredible capacity to see the potential in people, but I am learning to ask now, will they reach that potential? Will they actually choose what I'm seeing for them? And you know, a lot of the time they won't. You know, and it's something that I've had to really work through and really honor that that's their choice. Okay, great. I could see how this could be fantastic for you, but you're not going to choose it. Okay, that's awesome. And it's not taking it personally, not getting angry about it, just realizing that, okay, cool, that's what they're choosing. Okay, what else can I do with this? And then I ask the universe to bring me people that will actually choose. They will choose, you know, if it's a project that I'm working on, you know, bring me the right allies, the right resources to bring this out into the world. And it's so important to find a practice for being mindful that works for you. And the idea of mindfulness is the ability and the practice of becoming quiet without self-judgment. And you know, that can be meditation, yoga, tai chi. I love qigong, that's fantastic. Running, I go hiking, kickboxing. You know, again, I go to the gym, and when I step into the gym and I smell that gym stench, I call it. It's like a mixture of humans and the equipment and the mats, and I don't know what that is, but as soon as I smell it, it's like I'm transported to a different place, and that's my time. That's my time to go in there and crush it and lift more and be more and have fun and, you know, check out the cute guys or whatever, right? That's my time. And so that's a way that I find that I'm able to be mindful. And then when I'm in those spaces afterwards, you know, I feel so much more confident and I feel so much more creative. And I find that sometimes I'll just come home and do a quick meditation because I'm so clear, and that's where I'll get the guidance and the inspired action steps. Something else that I like to look at when things aren't shifting is looking at the bigger picture. I call it the end game. Remembering the end game, the end goal, and then getting creative with ways to achieve it. And really looking to the future and envisioning how I want to view myself and how I want to, align myself with the right people to bring something into reality. I remember Wayne Dyer, he called it thinking from the end. And, he used the example of writing a book. Anytime that he was writing a book, he would have a mock cover of the book done up and have it on his desk. And anytime he felt stuck, like things weren't shifting, he would focus on the end goal that he was working towards, if it was writing a book. And I think that that's something very powerful for all of us. With my physical health goals, I have pictures on my phone of different exercises I want to try at the gym, and my Instagram feed is filled with girls lifting weights and different bodies, and I have an idea in my mind of what I'm creating with my body. With optimal health and what that's going to look like. And so that's my end game. I have a specific, it's not so much a weight, but I have a specific outlook that I'm creating with my physical body. And there's a specific end game I have with my business this year, and so I continuously every day think of that end game and connect into that. And I'm asking questions, what do I need to do to create that? And what does that look like? And, really, really thinking of what those end games are, and really when we're focused on that, some people call them dreams or heart's desires or goals. When you're focused on your end game and you're willing to choose it and have it and receive it and be all in, then the universe will come in and conspire and start to, align you with the right people and bring you the resources, the time, the means, the effort, everything that you require to make those dreams and heart's desires a reality. And it's really important to start to shift our mindset. And we can embrace the change and really start to shift what is showing up in our world and what we're focusing on. And some people do this through mantras. Tony Robbins calls them incantations. Every day in every way, life is working out for me. There's an answer to everything. All of my needs are met. Sometimes affirmations, if affirmations work for you, it's really important to find what works for you, because if we're continuously feeding our brain, positive thoughts and possibilities, then we will find more of that showing up in our world. And that's what we want to start magnetizing into our world is more of those heart's desires. I have a new mini coaching package that I'll share with you. It's called Shift Your Magnetism Coaching Package. This package will assist you with magnetizing your dreams and your heart's desires when things aren't shifting, and it will teach you step-by-step process that you'll learn and master in 3 coaching sessions with me. So you'll create the energy to shift into what is possible versus what isn't. We'll clean up any old information and energy around who you are and what you can do. We'll remove any blocks and barriers to make things possible. We'll create a space where your heart's desires and dreams now show up. And so what's included? You will have 3 60-minute sessions with me, and those can be in person if you're in the Calgary area. I do phone sessions, Zoom sessions. You'll receive inspired action steps for continued growth in between the sessions. And you'll also receive a guided meditation that will help to magnetize in your heart's desires and your dreams. And it's a special price. It's $397 plus GST. And again, it's really about shifting things. When things are not shifting, it's really about shifting your magnetism so that you can start to bring those things in and start to really move past anything that isn't working, that isn't moving in your world, so that you can start to magnetize things that really light you up. You can head over to my website. There's all the information there. It's livealifeyoulove.org. You can email me as well. That's shauna@livealifeyoulove.org. Reach out if you have any questions. Please let me know. I love all the feedback and I love the messages that I receive. I thank each and every one of you for listening, for tuning in. I send you mountains of love. Be well, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye for now.